This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says his cuts to World Health Organization funding will go from temporary to permanent if the agency does not commit to major substantive improvements within the next 30 days. In a letter to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Trump offered a list of criticisms. He said the agency has shown an alarming lack of independence from the People's Republic of China during the coronavirus pandemic. Among his specific criticisms, Trump said the WHO made repeated claims about the virus that were, in his words, grossly inaccurate or misleading. He said the agency did not properly pressure China for timely admission of international experts and that it praised China's internal travel restrictions while opposing Trump's decision to ban entry to travelers from China. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Tuesday that Trump's letter was an attempt to smear China and that the United States is shirking its international obligations. Tedros said last month of Trump's move to suspend WHO funding, "We regret the decision." On Monday, he defended the WHO's coronavirus response in an address to member states at the World Health Assembly. He said WHO sounded the alarm early, and we sounded it often. We notified countries, issued guidance for health workers within 10 days, and declared a global health emergency, our highest level of alert, on the 30th of January. At that time, there were less than 100 cases and no deaths outside China. In the early months of the outbreak, President Trump repeatedly praised China, writing in late January that the United States greatly appreciates their efforts and transparency. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. And from Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.